Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac, what's up, man?
What's going on, Doctor? Man, a lot of interesting football happened yesterday, man. I was excited to see the guys back on the field. Kickstart it off, Doc. Let's get it going, man. I mean, lead into this thing.
Man, lead into this thing, yeah, because the Rams are leading into the 2021-2022 NFL season with an absolute beatdown. Well, maybe not absolute, but it was a beatdown. Very impressive win. Opening win in SoFi Stadium against the Chicago Bears. Our Rams knocked them out. 34-14. Isaac, first game in SoFi Stadium with fans, man, and the Rams did not disappoint. And Matthew Stafford, first game in the LA Rams uniform, and he did not disappoint. Isaac, 20 for 26. How many yards did he throw for? Like 300 and some, three touchdowns. No interceptions is the big thing. Only sacked one time, six incompletions. Man, look, first of all, I'm happy we got a win, but how impressed are you with how Matthew Stafford started off his LA Rams career?
Well, I'll tell you what, Doc, I'm speaking, you know, not only for myself, but I think for the whole Rams nation. When I say that, I was very impressed. I felt like Coach McVay was showing off a new toy. Something that he just got passed over, and it was a delight to see, just a full showing of what we can do from a playbook standpoint, as far as running the ball, throwing the ball, and moving Matthew Stafford out of the pocket, having him extend plays, having him deliver the football to a plethora of pass catchers, man. It was sweet to see. I think the game plan going into this game had to be just trying to establish the run, which we tried to do in the beginning. But at the same time, kind of unleash Matthew Stafford. And when he unleashed him, man, it was a joy to see.
It was, man. And I just like the poise that he showed back in the pocket. And he showed a command. He showed a command of the offense. So, if anybody thought he was going to have any – even though he's had an entire offseason to learn the offense, just the command, not only that he showed of the offense, that he showed of leading those offensive players and that offensive unit and that team, because they seem to show so much confidence in him and belief in him. And he showed us and the world what he's been doing in Detroit all this time. That's just being an outstanding quarterback. I just like the fact that he has six incompletions and he was only sacked one time, so the offensive line did a great – job. And Cooper Kupp had another good game. You know, I call him Dinner Guest. So from now on, Cooper Kupp's nickname is going to be Dinner Guest. He had a great game. But Isaac, the young receiver, man, he only had a couple of catches, but they were huge. Van Jefferson. So how encouraged are you to see how Van Jefferson performed in this first game, getting open and getting at, you know, that huge touchdown from Matthew Stafford on that opening drive and having the wherewithal to get up knowing he's not touched and make it to the end zone?
Well, you know, it was an awesome play design in the beginning, Doc. I mean, you're talking about bootlegging away from the strength of the offense. And the way that Coach McVay designed the play is it's a seven pump, but it's actually going the opposite way for Matthew Stafford to really stop, focus, get his feet set, and deliver a strike, you know, almost 40, 50 yards down the field. It was a beautiful thing to me. I mean, when I see plays like that, I get excited. I mean, because, you know, obviously I'm used to running stuff like that and just seeing the connection of it. But to have Van Jefferson be on the end of that play, Doc, that says a lot. That is actually taking the top off the defense. A lot that we talk about, you know, with the addition of DeSean Jackson being able to do that. Now you have another guy in Van Jefferson that's able to do that. You can clearly see the work that he put in the offseason and not being satisfied with other people labeling him as the style and type of receiver that he is, but taking control of that. So I saw that confidence in him. He was looking to be fed the entire game, along with the other guys. I think all the pass catchers as a whole made an impact on the football game, man. And Doc, that bodes for a very dangerous offense. When you have guys like that who can run down the field and you have to cover them with two guys, I mean, for the life of the running game, the life of Darrell Henderson in the future, it looks bright.
It looks extremely bright, man. And looking at these numbers again, okay, I'm going to go over Matthew Stafford, 20 of 26, 321 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, which is huge, just 1 sack. And I saw that. It was, I mean, you know, Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack, man. I mean, the Rams got a strong front seven.
They're on scholarship too.
And they're getting paid. And, you know, they're getting paid. And Cooper Kupp, 7 catches, 108 yards, dinner guest. That's Van Jefferson, just 2 catches, 80 yards, and one was that 67-yard touchdown. He was targeted 3 times. Cooper Kupp, Dennis Guest was targeted 10 times, but I love what Tyler Higbee was doing. I love what Sean McVay did with Tyler Higbee too, man, because he got Tyler Higbee in there on a couple of screens. He got him in there on some drags and on some delay routes. DeSean Jackson, his opening debut with the Rams, 2 catches for 21 yards. But as you said, Isaac, Matthew Stafford, 20 completions, and he kind of spread it around, even though Cooper Kupp seems to be his, you know, his favorite target in his first game, and it looks like they've been messing during practice. But just him spreading around it, what I did like to see more than anything, man, because I was watching the game, I was like, man, we're not running the ball enough. But I understand with Matthew Stafford and what you can do, but, bro, when it was time to run the rock, Darrell Henderson ran the rock and the offensive line made some holes, man, because when we had to pound it, it's right. You're right, brother. Clap, clap. When we had to pound it in that fourth quarter, it was some holes. And not only that, Darrell Henderson found those holes and he hit it. And I love the fact that he finished off runs, man. So that's extremely encouraging for us as well.
Indeed, man. I mean, you know, we're talking about a passing league. The NFL is a passing league now, but you can never get away from a running game. You always will have to have a running game, especially when you get into your four-minute offense. You're going to have to depend on that offensive line to move people out of the way. You have to depend on your running backs to find creases, keep holes, keep the clock moving, get first down, and pick them up. Now, we had Mr. Darrell Henderson do that tonight, so that's exactly what we expect from him. And I think it only gets better for him because once this offensive line starts to mesh with this, this running back in game situations, man, they'll trust each other even more. And we'll bring Sony Michel right into the mix as well. And like I say, Doc, it adds so much to this offense where, you know, you don't really have to scale back as an offensive coordinator what you can and what you can't do for certain players that are on the field and other players that are not on the field. So you have the liberty to go through your entire playbook and call plays freely, man. It's a great thing to see.
And that offensive line, man, because they had a test, because Akeem Hicks is a dog, man. You know, Robert Quinn is a dog, and we know Khalil Mack is a dog, but Khalil Mack, the Rams did a very good job, man, of putting him on mute because he only ended up with 1 tackle, no sacks. Now, Akeem Hicks, he's the one that got the airtime, half a sack, but to be tell you the truth, Robert Quinn was there before him. So Robert Quinn got a half a sack, the former Ram, and Akeem Hicks, he got a half a sack. But Khalil Mack, the fact that the job that we did on him, that makes me feel good about this offensive line as well, because we knew about Whitworth, but there was a question mark around how the offensive line was going to play and perform and how they was going to hold up. And so far in this first game, playing against two of the best defensive players in the league, because Akeem Hicks is one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yeah.
Offensive line did an outstanding job, man.
Oh, most definitely, Doc. I mean, it always starts with what we can do up front. If we can move the ball as far as running the football, if we can pass protect, keep Stafford protected, keep him upright, this is just a sample size of what we can do through a 17-game season. So you're going to face guys that you have to circle. Akeem Hicks, you had to circle him. Khalil Mack, you had to circle him. There's that time is in that game where you had to double Khalil Mack. And if you can keep him quiet, and, you know, it's hard to do. It's going to be hard for a lot of teams to do that this year. But fortunately, you know, this is the only time we've played the Chicago Bears this year. And we were able to do that. So that offensive line, hats off to them. They look really good. They look in sync. And biggest thing that I didn't see last night, Doc, was, you know, no pre-snap penalties, no offsides, no things like that that you normally get from a bunch of guys in preseason. Because this was pretty much all the starters' first game, man. So you didn't see those little things, man. So there's a lot of work that has been done behind the scenes, making sure guys are disciplined, and we didn't see any crazy penalties. I mean, make sure we talk about five now, because 5 and 99 on that other side, man. They was – go ahead, Doc. Get it, man. Let's go. Yes,
I mean, we going. I mean, I'm getting there, bro. Let's you go. Know me. I'm an offensive guy. We're offensive guys. So I kind of talk about the offense first, and we're going to get on the other side of that, because 99 and five in that defense – was raising hell, man. Now, Andy Dalton isn't the best, but those dogs on that defense was at that ass. And what I like about AD, he only ended up with one sack. But, bro. I'm just saying, because one sack he had, I mean, he was, Justin Hollis, I think, ended up getting the sack. But AD was like, he was happy, but he was like, I had this dude right here in my hand. But he was at his ass all night long. And what I like about AD is that he never gives up. And Jalen Ramsey, man, because Allen Robinson is a very, very good receiver. Now, Jalen Ramsey went covering him the whole time, but Allen Robinson only ended up, I think, with about six catches for 35 yards, man. But, and the thing about Jalen, man, dude is a lot more physical than I think he gets credit for. I think he ended up with maybe like 7 solo tackles, 9 total tackles. He comes up and strikes you. But let's talk about AD, that dude. One sack. Now, are you right? Only one sack, but that's pretty good. But AD, man, look, dude never gave up. He just kept coming at that ass all night long and finally got a sack. But he just disrupts things, man. But this is not anything new.
Absolutely. You're talking about guys who can they can disrupt a practice. They can disrupt games. I mean, he's always an offensive-minded defensive player. So he's about moving people out of the way. He's about splitting a double team. He's about getting pressures. All of these things count, Doc, because if he's not touching Andy Dalton, Andy Dalton can feel him on his neck. You know what I'm saying? He can feel, and he has to locate where 99 is, because he's just that kind of player, man. He affects not only what teams want to do offensively, but the ability and the confidence of his teammates along that line of scrimmage with him, man. You can see it start to boost, man. When he starts to get it going, he starts to play the Joseph Days of the world. They start turning it up a notch, and they start putting more pressure on the quarterback. The Leonard Floyds, I mean, he's going to be one of the guys that gets more one-on-one opportunities because of Aaron Donald, and he'll have to show out kind of the way he did a whole lot last year. So it's a great thing to see. I think Coach Morris did a great job keeping pressure on the Bears quarterbacks. We got to shore up the running game a little bit. You know, first game issues, but I think at the same time, as a whole, Coach Morris has it where I think the guys can trust him, and they're starting to trust each other in the same manner.
Big facts, and I'm going to talk about Raheem Morris shortly, man, and give him some props and some credit, because his first game as defense coordinator, the Rams come out with a great defensive performance. Now, before I move on to Jalen Rams, I want to talk about Leonard Floyd. Now, Leonard Floyd was a little quiet. He was a little quiet, bro. And I mean, I understand how it goes, but I saw him a couple of times just out of position. And when Justin Fields came in and scored the touchdown, I'm looking at Leonard Floyd. That was really on him. He's supposed to have contained. He got too far on the inside. Then he allowed himself to get touched. Then when he got touched, Justin Fields is real quick and athletic. Leonard Floyd just couldn't go get him. And I saw Leonard Floyd just kind of standing there, maybe, you know, a little disappointed in himself. But that's just the first game. So I ain't going to be too hard on Leonard Floyd, because AD's doing this thing. But Jalen Rams on the back end, man, not only him doing what he did, just the confidence he played with it. And I'm looking, bro, I can't say it enough, man. Jalen Ramsey will come up and strike that ass, man, but I don't think many people say that. He's way more than just a coverage guy. He's a very, very physical cornerback, and I think he showed in his first game that he still should be reckoned as the best defensive back in the league, like AD should be reckoned as the best defensive lineman in the league.
Well, let's be real. I think Coach Morris has recognized the talent that Jalen Ramsey has and is putting him in a position. not just to be the best defensive back in the league, but possibly MVP.
Yes.
We've seen from last night, he named that position the star position. So you don't know where you'll see Jalen Ramsey lined up. I think most of the night he played a linebacker spot, Doc.
Yeah.
And be able to go in, make tackles on running backs, bust up these little bubble passes that these offenses like to run. But he was just everywhere, man. And he talked about, you know, being able to enjoy playing in his defense because it keeps him alert. It keeps him thinking. You don't want a guy getting complacent, just lining him up outside, just trying to take away one receiver, which he can do. But at the same time, the physicality that he brings, man, he can make an impact in other areas on the field like we seen last night.
I think Raheem Morris also did a great job of recognizing and realizing who is he facing. He know Jalen Ramsey is a shutdown corner, but he also know Andy Dalton isn't a dude who's going to throw it deep and just beat you. So yeah. He did a great job of putting Jalen in other positions to be effective, like against the run game, stopping stuff underneath, because he knows he can cover things. But a couple other dudes that I was impressed with. Jordan Fuller was one. You know, mm-hmm. The youngster is a captain. He was coming up striking and doing his thing, man. And my man Justin Hollis, who ended up with two sacks. Not only the two sacks, Justin Hollis always had himself. It's like he was never out of position. It's like he was his 15-year vet. He knew where he was supposed to be and did his job. And not only was he doing his job, he was making plays. So I was very impressed with those two young players on defense. Is there anybody else that stood out with you that was like, okay, I like the way he balling out there?
Yeah, Fuller was one of them. Fuller came up and for me to learn that he's actually calling the plays on the defense, man, and only in his second season and a captain, man, that shows some maturity that we haven't seen in quite a while. So just Fuller, and I think Rapp name was called quite a bit. So we're going to need to play from those other guys in the defensive backfield because we lost a lot this past year through free agency. But at the same time, when you have a guy that's able to shut down one side of the field like a Jalen Ramsey, it bodes well for the play calls that Coach Morris can do. But other guys can play zone on the other side and anticipate and jump stuff normally where they would have to, you know, really read and react. So when you see those young guys like that start to make plays, Doc, they're making plays in the backfield. They're setting people up, getting people lined up where they should be like Fuller is doing. Hey, man, I mean, it looks great, man. It's only 1 week. You celebrate last night. You celebrate the day, at least half of the day. And it's time to go back to work.
And speaking of work, and I heard you say something, we got to shore up that run defense, man. But David Montgomery for the Bears, dude, tote that rock, man. I mean, I know that we do need to shore up the running game, but this dude runs so hard. This dude's feet is so good. He is so strong. And when he sees things now, Sebastian Joseph Day does some things. You just don't really hear his name, but he's kind of disruptive as well. But when he met David Montgomery in the backfield and hugged it out with him, and David Montgomery like, man, get your ass up off of me, bro. That's just the fact that David Montgomery is a very, very good running back, man. I just want to salute him because he's a tough guy to bring down. And before we jump off that defense, Raheem Morris, once again, first game as defensive coordinator, LA Rams. Outstanding game plan. Even if his game plan was to let AD and Jalen Ramsey do his thing to get his ego out the way, but it's more than that because his game plan and the way he structured that defense, man, and the way he had those guys in position to make plays and putting them, as you said, in the best position to do well, I think Raheem Morris should get a huge salute and a huge congratulations after week one as well.
Oh, indeed, Doc. I mean, he's everything that you wanted him to be. He's been around in the league for a while, been a head coach in this league for a while. So, I think he has that youthful exuberance that he can connect with these players on many levels, not just from a football standpoint. So just the way he used Jalen last night, man, it's innovative. It's something that we didn't see last year. Like I keep saying, it's only one game. So who knows how we'll see this defense come out the following week as we prepare for this next team that we play. But week number one, I give it an A, man.
I give it an A too, an A plus, man. Now, looking at the NFC West, we win, go 1-0, but it looks like everybody else in the division won as well, man. Everybody won it, yeah, man. Yeah, 49ers won. We won. Arizona just beat the damn brakes off the Titans in Tennessee, and Seattle won. So everybody is 1-0, which we're not surprised because we know the NFC West is probably the toughest division in the league. period. So we shouldn't be surprised that everybody is 1-0. But focusing on our Rams, man, as you said, next week you go to the Colts, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to hook up later this week and do a preview of that ball game. But just after this week one, man, I know Matthew Stafford should feel happy, man. This offense should feel happy, and this whole team should feel happy. And I know Sean McVay does, but you know, the fact of the matter is, it's just one game. Hell, we started 3-0 last year. Yeah, you're right, dog. We started 3-0 last year, and I think we started 3-0 the year before, and we didn't get what we wanted. But it seems like we are getting what we wanted with the performance of Matthew Stafford, and I feel like this offense is only going to get better, man. And Darrell Henderson, look, bro, I said you need to go take the job, man, and show it's yours. After week one, man, 16 carries, 70 yards, bro. That's an average of 4.4 yards a carry. So three carries, that's the first down. That's what you want from for a running back. But this team, man, anything else stand out for you to you after week one, man? Because now, hell, shit, after the day, we gotta look on to the next week.
Well, Doc, you know, all offseason, man, we talked about just how strong this NFC West is, man. So for the Rams to win at home, we took care of business at home. But the other three teams in this division were on the road, and they kicked some major butt in a grand fashion. So I think the number one game of the week and the surprise of the week had to be the Arizona Cardinals going into Nashville and beating up on the Tennessee Titans, who many feel will win their division and represent their division in the playoffs this year. So it was just a thrashing by the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray, what he does, I mean – It's gonna be a dogfight in this division, Doc. So I'm looking forward to it. So, but everybody outside of this division has to take notice that the NFC West, man, may get two, maybe three teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I see Seattle. They beat the Colts, who we got to play next weekend. The 49ers went and beat Detroit. Matter of fact, I know he don't play for us no more. Let me see what Jared Goff did, dog. Hold on. Let me see what he did. I didn't even really pay no attention to him because he gone. But let's see, man. We beat him 41-30. Oh, Jared went 38 for 57, 338 yards, three touchdowns, and he threw a pick. And they lost 41-33. But they lost because he put up numbers like that as well. But, okay, all right, Jared, enough of you, man. We done with you. We'll preview next week's game, man, later this week. Try to catch up with you, see if you got some time. So hopefully we'll talk about the Rams next game. But week one is a success. 1-0. Special teams really didn't have to play a part because we really didn't need them. But we know if we do need them, we can get them. But so far, so good, man. 2021-22 season. It looks like everybody, all the fans in SoFi had a good time. It looked good, man. Yeah. It looked real good. Yeah, yeah. But to see fans in there.
And it sounded very loud, Doc. I mean, when you're playing at home, you want to have a distinct difference between who's cheering for the home team and who's with the opposing team. So you want to make sure that you make everything difficult for the opposing team, that road team coming into SoFi Stadium, and just make it hard for them to execute, man. I think the fans did that. They showed up, and man, you know, like I've been calling, I call it Jericho, man. It's a beautiful stadium. And I think the fans really showing up and being there really made that game what it was last night.
It was, man. And I see our visiting home team who pays us rent. They won too. The Chargers, they won in Washington 2016.
But big win. That's a big win, man.
It is a big win for them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we need y'all to win so y'all can keep paying this rent. But okay, Isaac, anything else you want to add, man, before we get up out of here, bro?
That's it, man. Huge win by the Rams. Great execution. Matthew Stafford was awesome. Van Jefferson, man, be on the lookout, man. You know, it was always – sometimes it's always that second year when a player really gets it and he becomes elite. I mean, I know from experience, but at the same time, but I think he's at a place right now where he's comfortable. Things have slowed down for him on the inside, so it's slowing down on the outside for him. And he can make plays, man. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with Van Jefferson, man.
Me too. I hear you, Van Jefferson. I'm happy for you. Yeah. I mean, brother, I was just happy to see you get some success. But that's going to do it for this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.